Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next. Our saint of the day for this 18th day of September is Saint Joseph Cupertino. Joseph of Cupertino was a conventional Franciscan friar and is recognized and honored as a Christian mystic and saint. He is the patron saint of aviation, astronauts, medical handicaps, test taking, and students. During mass or prayer, he would often be lifted from his feet and was observed levitating more than 70 times. The experience of levitation is a physical expression of a deep prayer that raises the heart and mind to God. In Joseph's case, a number of his levitations were well documented. Joseph of Cupertino was most famous for levitating at prayer. Already as a child, Joseph showed a fondness for prayer. After a short career with Capuchins, he joined the conventional Franciscans. Following a brief assignment caring for the friary mule, Joseph began his studies for the priesthood. Though studies were very difficult for him, Joseph gained a great deal of knowledge from prayer and was ordained in 1628. Joseph's tendency to levitate during prayer was sometimes a cross. Some people came to see this as much as they might have gone to a circus to see a sideshow. Joseph's gifts led him to be humble, patient, and obedient, even though at times he was greatly tempted and felt forsaken by God. He fasted and wore iron chains for much of his life. The friars transferred Joseph several times for his own good and for the good of the rest of the community. He was reported to and investigated by the Inquisition. The examiners exonerated him. Joseph was canonized in 1767. In the investigation preceding the canonization, 70 incidents of levitation are recorded. Often depicted flying through the air with a cross, he is the patron of flight aviators and air travelers, celebrated with a feast day on September 18th. Pope Clement XIII canonized him in 1767. Joseph Cupertino led a life with great highs and spirituality following his birth in 1603 in Nardo, Kingdom of Naples. While levitation is an extraordinary sign of holiness, Joseph is also remembered for the ordinary signs he showed. He prayed even in times of inner darkness, and he lived out the Sermon on the Mount. He used his unique possession, his free will, to praise God and to serve God's creation. And that is our saint of the day, Saint Joseph Cupertino, for September 18th.
Thank you, Michael, and welcome to Deeper Truth, Standing the Gap with us and Saint Joseph of Cupertino. And so we pray for our priests. We pray for our priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our preacher.
I'm the man in black.
And our prayer this today is coming from Saint Teresa of Calcutta. Joy is prayer. Joy is strength. Joy is love. Joy is a net by which we catch souls. Saint Teresa of Calcutta, her prayer for priests. Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons. So keep their hearts pure and virginal. Keep their minds filled with Jesus, and put Jesus always on their lips, so that he is the one they offer to sinner and to all they meet. Mary, Mother of Jesus, be their mother, loving them and bringing them joy. Take care, take special care of sick and dying priests and the ones most tempted. Remember how they spent their youth and old age, entire lives serving and giving to all Jesus. Giving all to Jesus. Mary, bless them and keep a special place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart, so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. Excuse me. Praying for others was central to Jesus, his mission, and should be for us, especially with the intercession for priests. And so we pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy today. We thank you, Lord, for our priests. And St. John Vianney, he's the patron saint of priests. He said, Lord Jesus, be your people, pray to you for our priests. You have given them to us for our needs. We pray for them in their needs. Let them see you face to face in the breaking of the Eucharistic bread. And he said, St. John Vianney said, when you have made a good confession, you have chained up the devil. And he also said that if you invoke the Blessed Virgin Mary when you are tempted, she will come at once to your help, and Satan will leave you. And the Catholic priests, always at our side when we fall. So go to confession often. And when you go to confession, you receive a judgment of mercy in the confessional. And Jesus will honor this mercy that he bestows on you through the sacrament of confession. He will honor this mercy when you stand before him to face his eternal justice. What a man. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So we also, as we pray for priests, we pray for those who are held bound by addictions. Lord, we pray for those who need deliverance from these addictions. And we pray for children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility children, soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. young, carefree children,
and help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
And Lord, we pray for protection. We pray for transformation. Pray for restoration. Oh God, you protect those who hope in you. All strength and holiness come from you. Help us to feel the effects of your mercy, so we may be protected from every misfortune with you as our guide. Oh God, you prepared celestial and invisible graces for those who love you. And so, dear Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection. And we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. St. Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church. Families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. And through his love and care for Jesus and Mary, St. Joseph showed his love for us. He showed his love for God. O glorious St. Joseph, to you, God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us through holy baptism. They became children of God and members of his holy church. Well, St. Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, along with St. Nicholas, St. Sebastian, St. Maria Goretti, St. Daphne, St. Philomena, St. Gianna, St. Christopher, St. Michael the Archangel, St. Raphael the Archangel, St. Monica, St. Anthony, and all you blessed saints in the kingdom of heaven. Pray for us. Pray for children. And Father, I pray for the lives of our children and grandchildren and believe that they are protected, directed, and will walk out their callings. We all receive greater sensitivity in helping mold them into the image of our Lord, Jesus Christ. And so we pray for children. And we also stand in the gap. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. As we move into our Stand in the Gap segment.
Prepare yourself. Gird up your loins with truth. If not us, who? If not now, when? Now is the time to What do you expect from a Catholic defender? Deeper truth.
And we pray for those who have recently passed from this life. Pray the Holy Rosary for those who have passed from this life. Pray the glorious mysteries, focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives, and by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change, but do not end. I pray in hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who have passed from this life, known to you alone, in company with Christ who died and now lives. May they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. And Revelation chapter 21, verse 4 says, he will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. Amen. May Almighty God bless us with his peace and strength. The Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, please hear this prayer for those who have recently passed and provide these souls with your abundance of love as they enter your heavenly kingdom. Help the families and loved ones left behind to understand that you have a plan for everyone. Help them to find peace in their time of mourning and to know that no matter what, you are always with them through the pain that they may be feeling. Amen. Lord, I humbly pray for the souls of our loved ones. Please allow them to transform into your heavenly circle of hosts. Forgive any sins they have weighed on their soul. And allow them to bask in the light of your grace and mercy so that they can live with you in paradise forever. Amen. Dear God, we lift up those who have recently passed. Bring them into your loving arms and grant them peace and rest. May they feel your presence and know the fullness of your love and grace. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Lord, we humble your humble children kneel before you today in reverence. We know you're the greatest. We know you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So we pray you uplift our heart and soul so that we may cast away our sorrows, O Lord. Give us the strength to surpass this situation. No one dies without your say-so. And thus, we rejoice over this triumph. And we pray that you be with our deceased family members and friends and those who have recently passed. We thank you for the answered prayer, and in Jesus' name, amen. May the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. May they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. May Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. May Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. May Christ, who died for us, for you, for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. May Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock. And may he forgive all their sins and set them among those he has chosen. Amen. And we pray for those who have recently passed. And we pray for the prodigals today. Lord, I lift up the prodigal. Thank you for loving them even more than we do, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. And we pray for soldiers, our soldiers and veterans. We pray for America. We pray for America that she maintains her strength and grace and courage. We pray, Lord, that you bless the members of our armed forces and our police officers and those who serve, our EMTs, our medics, first line. And we pray for those, our nurses and doctors. We pray for the prisoner. May they be aware of your presence with them and their families. And may your spirit bring them joy, well, peace and hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And for those in hospitals, we pray for those who are in the hospital diagnosed with diseases of illness, that are ill with all kinds of illnesses, cancers, heart disease, all kinds of disease. We pray that the hospital environment be according to your will, a place of healing and hope for all there. We pray for all, for the elderly. Lord, you've promised to carry us even in our old age. We pray for a spiritual strengthening of those, for those who find their bodies are failing. We are spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transition from flesh to spirit gracefully and with dignity. We pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in universal church, those in my own home and within my family, amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much. And I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child, whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. And we pray for an end of abortion. We pray for all these needs. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer.
This has been another edition of... This has been another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate the saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Be sure to catch our other programs like Journey with Mary with John Carpenter, who examines apparitions of Our Lady from 40 A.D. to the present. Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Greg Thompson, who shares many Eucharistic miracles as a consecrated host, plus many other features right here on the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
The Lamb of God. God's growth that can make the love between us flow.
And thank you for participating and praying with us. This has been Deeper Truth, Stand in the Gap with us and St. Joseph of Cupertino as we close for today. May God bless you all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. Have a great day.